your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? Well, squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
One thing I remember from his bio, he was
again with our regular columnist Jose Domingos, who lives in Spain, has been studying conspiracy theories for some 30 years, and let's see what he has to say today. Welcome to the show, Jose.
Thank you so much, Chuck. It's a pleasure as usual. Today I would like to talk about the power of digital technique. I mean, the things we're up against today is this global elite, I wouldn't call them elite, but the global minority, this small group of so-called powerful people that are trying to control our world and trying to push us into a very controlled and I would say very scary, awful future where everything is super controlled by surveillance and police and army and so on. They can also, or they are trying to stop people like myself from stepping forward. They're trying to stop whistleblowers. They're really trying to stop all type of truth coming out there. And lately, it's happened twice for me, but lately, a few months ago, Professor Jim Fetzer and I decided to be brave enough to step forward and name two of the most horrific serial killers of all times, I would say. One by the name of Wolf Stravinsky and another one by the name of Clyde Forshaw in Toronto, who they have been used as what they call head cleaners by the CIA, the Canadian government, the mob, and the American government as well, cleaning up, I mean, assassinating people on an incredible scale. We're talking about 1,000 people each over the decades since then. And Jim Fetzer and I decided to expose them, to try and, by putting the spotlight on them, then maybe try to neutralize them from continuing this hideous work that they're doing. And but what happened, I'm happy and proud that we did that. But what happened was that after that, my website that had, in the last year and a half, I've had almost 100,000 hits. I've created a lot of traffic to my website due to all these countless radio interviews that I've been doing to try and expose what is going on and to try and create a better world for us all to live in. But what happened was that overnight, more or less, from having loads of inquiries every day, I was selling books, I was getting donations and so on to be able to provide for my family and at the same time focus on this research that I see is crucial for all of our future, because we really need to wake up at this point. It's not a time to change channel and pick your nose and just carry on as before. This is a time of great challenges, a super interesting and exciting time, I would say, because I see the future very bright. But at this very point, what happened was that my website just got totally shut down. It was still working, but ever since the beginning of March, I get like one or two emails per day. I don't get any book sales hardly. I don't get any any kind of income that can help me continue, because I'm just an ordinary guy, and my income has gone more or less to zero.
Wow.
And I've spoken to different experts in the area, and they've said that for sure you have been targeted. You've been digitally, your website has been digitally filtered, meaning that it's still working, but they don't allow more than a small percentage of the traffic or inquiries or whatever to come through. And also my PayPal account, there was somebody had been in there changing the button so they didn't work anymore, and the whole thing was a mess, and my server was attacked three times, heavily. One time from somewhere in Paris, another one from Toronto. Guess what? That didn't sound come as a surprise. And a third time, I don't know where it came from. But what I would like to say is that I'm not the only one. For sure, I know of other, there's three radio shows I've been on, not because I was on it, but because of the topics that they were brave enough to bring forward. These three channels, it was the Gold Channel in California, it was Capricorn Radio in Ireland, and there was another one as well. All of them have been hit very hard. You know, they closed down their YouTube accounts illegally. They almost charged them for doing illegal stuff, even though the interviews were their own property, but they were being charged with legal, actions if they didn't shut down. So they had to redo the whole thing and open up new accounts and so on. The thing is that we've been there fighting back, and these are hard-hitting forces that are behind it. A small group of people, but they hit hard. And so I would just say that if possible, people with money, I know many of you are in a difficult situation, but I also know people with money that don't know what to do with them because they fear that they will lose them if they have them in the bank and so on. And I'd say the risk is big that they will be confiscated. I mean, we've seen on Cyprus how overnight they just suddenly started shutting down people's bank accounts. They suddenly couldn't withdraw. Even if you had 100,000 in the account, you were only allowed to withdraw 300 a day and so on. I also know different authors and so on that where they just shut down their bank account and taking them like this, and that's just the way it is. You can't. There's nothing you can do. So I would say for people with some kind of funds that are worried about the future, please invest them in people like myself or other people, truth seekers that are really trying to be in the front line to neutralize this whole thing so that we can create a beautiful future for us all. Because many of us, like myself, we are on our knees financially, and that they know that. That's why they hit us financially, because they know that's the way to shut him up. And I, for sure, is one that if anyone would like to help me with donations or support in any way financially, I will do the rest. I'm very happy to stand front line, take whatever is coming this way, you know, in the line of fire. But financially, to take care of my own family, that's the only thing I ask for, so that I can focus on this instead of having to go and do three shifts in a factory or whatever. And also, people with money, I'm not an expert in this area, but I would say it would be a very good idea maybe to start investing in land where people can start growing their own food, where they can make them more and more independent when it comes to water supply, these type of things, so that whatever happens, that you will be able to feed yourself, your friends, your neighbors, all of these things, instead of putting the focus on dollar bills that can disappear overnight. Because I think that is a very risky position to be in. So I would just ask from my heart to reach out to these people and say, there are people here that are willing to take the risk, that are willing to do what is needed, but we need help, we need support. We lost one brilliant man just a few weeks ago. His name was Michael Rupert. He was a former LAPD officer who had the courage, incredible courage, to stand up by from, he was one of the first who dared to do it, stand up and expose the corruption within the LAPD, where lots of these conspiracies have been carried out. Murder of Robert Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe, and so on, many, many in LA. But also he was very much into exposing the whole Iran-Contra scandal and so on. And in the end, he came to a point where he, a few weeks ago, apparently decided to end his own life. But what he said, they made a beautiful documentary just a month or so before he died. And in that he talks about himself as being one of the scouts, one of the ones, it's a very long road to go. I very much feel like he did, because I've been doing this for 30 years and been called all kinds of names. And I mean, I've had people, my friends, murdered. I had to leave my country to move to another country just to stay alive and so on. So I know what he's talking about. But he said, as a scout, to go into enemy territory, to go into the belly of the beast, to see what's going on, to start to understand what's going on in the dark, and then be able to pull back out, bring trustworthy reports of what is going on, and so that we can, by exposing the truth, neutralize this and turn this world into this beautiful, harmonious creation that it's designed to be, not this awful place that they're trying to push us into. So my website is Light on Conspiracies. It's a very hand-picked name, Light on Conspiracies, because I do not believe in violence, fear, hatred, nothing of that. I believe that through love, the power of love, the power of the bravery of truth and courage and standing in compassion, side by side, brothers and sisters, this is the way to transcend this big challenge that we are standing in front. So I can only welcome any support and anything I can do. Just please let me know. I'll be right there for you.
Right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday nights. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Tune in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific, for the Opperman Report with private investigator Ed Opperman. For an in-depth discussion on conspiracy theories, resistance strategies against the New World Order, high-profile court cases in the news, and interviews with expert guests and authors. From freedom's lips to your ears, it's the Opperman Report with Ed Opperman.
Is your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? In survival, in gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? We'll squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.